Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park with six of your questions. Here we go. The first one comes from Pablo in California. What specifically is Trey Wayne struggling with? When should we be worried? I don't think you should be worried at all. I think you should be excited about Trey Wayne's. He's learning Mike Zimmer's system. He's a rookie going through it for the first time, so there are going to be some struggles. We saw those three penalties against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Hall of Fame game, but since then, and even in times before then, Trey Wayne's has done some good things. I think the Vikings have dramatically improved their depth and skill at cornerback. Trey Wayne's is a big reason for that, and I think you should be excited about him and that entire position group. The next question comes from Chris. How has Clemmings looked at right tackle? Rookie offensive tackle TJ Clemmings has stepped in for Phil Loholt with the first team offensive line at right tackle, and he's looked pretty good in his first full game of action working with the first team. It was last week against the Raiders. I thought he was solid. He was very good in pass protection, helping the other four linemen and the backs and tight ends give Teddy Bridgewater plenty of time to find some receivers. He had a good block on the Charles Johnson touchdown pass and had some good blocks in the run game as well. I think TJ Clemmings is a guy the Vikings can rely on going forward. Chris has the next question. Coach Zimmer likes to rotate his defensive linemen. Is there any chance he rotates linebackers too? Yes, I do think there is a chance he will do that. Earlier this week, he said that it would be Gerald Hodges and Anthony Barr and Chad Greenway who would start in the 4-3 base, and then in nickel it would be Eric Kendricks with Anthony Barr. So right there represents somewhat of a rotation. We know that Zimmer likes to rotate the defensive line. We know that he likes to mess with a lot of different combinations and do multiple things on defense. I think that could include a rotation at linebacker because of how deep the Vikings are at the position. Daniel has the next question. How worried should we be about Blair Walsh? Well, this question stems from last week's game against the Raiders where Blair missed a few kicks. You never want to see missed kicks, but it's just a part of the game and it happens. Here's why you shouldn't be worried about Blair. We've already seen Blair kick at a very high level, so it stands the reason that he'll be able to get back there. He and Mike Prefer will identify what went wrong in the Oakland game and they will fix it. Blair has a ton of talent. Don't be worried. Mitchell in Menominee, Wisconsin has the next question. What is the deepest position for the Vikings? How about the defensive line? All four starters return, Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin on the edge, and you have Linval Joseph and Sharif Floyd in the middle. Backing up Linval Joseph and Sharif Floyd, you have two returning veterans, Shamar Stephan in his second season, and Tom Johnson, who had a career high in sacks last season. Backing up the defensive ends, you have three guys who play a lot and are playing pretty well, Justin Tratow and Scott Crichton, both returning from last season. And then you have third-round rookie Danielle Hunter, who's got a ton of athleticism and has flashed a little bit here in training camp in the preseason. So I love the depth along the Vikings' defensive line. All the starters return, a few key reserves return, and a couple of youngsters are coming up. The last question comes from Matt in New Jersey. With fantasy drafts underway, who do you think will be the most productive wide receiver for the Vikings in a PPR league? Wallace, Patterson, or Johnson? Tough question to answer. It comes down to Wallace or Johnson most likely. You can probably get the best value for Johnson because I think Wallace will go first. So if you sit back and wait for Johnson, you might be rewarded. I think Cordarrelle Patterson can be a fantasy contributor, but not just as a receiver. So in a PPR format, he might hurt you because he brings value as a returner and also as a runner. So it's a big dilemma for you when it comes to wide receivers with the Vikings and fantasy football, but hopefully you can't go wrong and all three of those guys have good seasons. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week with another edition. So please send your questions in right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And don't forget to check out our film study of Eric Kendricks, which is on Vikings.com right now. We took a look at some of his best plays from the preseason so far. Go watch him flying around and making plays. That's it for now. We'll see you next week.